Welcome to the prayer chamber. Prayer is a lifestyle, not a quick fix or magic, but it is our lifeline and strength. Prayer is the way that we communicate with our Father, the Most High, and we do this by using His Word. Our Father, Sonini Nanini, responds to His Word. Prayer is communicating with Him, and it is as simple as talking with Him, having a conversation. Prayer is also sitting in quiet and listening for and to the voice of our Father. There are times during prayer that we travail in prayer and moan in the spirit. However, I have learned that sitting and talking with the Most High about His Word is the most natural way of praying for me. Using His Word to speak to areas of my life and situations has proven to be the most effective. When called upon to pray, first, I ask the Father if this is a situation I should be praying about. I seek His instructions, and when released, I communicate His Word back to Him, reminding Him of His Word. First, I confess and repent of any sin or wrongdoing in my own life and that of our nation. We must remember, when coming into the presence of the Most High, we must have a heart of repentance. If there is any sin, iniquity, and disobeying of His Word, that will not be accepted. However, repenting and having a heart of repentance should be a posture that we take every day, all day, not just during prayer. As priests of the Most High, as kings and priests, as kings and queens of the Most High, we have to cleanse ourselves before coming into His holy presence. And we do this by His Word. He washes us in His Word and cleanses us from all unrighteousness when we confess our sins. Our lifestyle must be one of repentance and humility, honoring our Father, Savior, and King. As I studied the Word of the Most High, I became inspired to pray His Word. Initially, I would write prayers in the margin of the scripture, but then soon realized I didn't have enough room. So I transitioned to pieces of paper and then a book. As time went on, I realized even further that the prayers needed to be organized. Initially, I was going to publish this as a book, but did not feel comfortable profiting off of the Word of the Most High. So He placed it on my heart to record the prayers and share them on different platforms. He encourages us to remind Him of His Word. He honors His Word. This stated, this copulation is not intended to be used as a form of manipulation to get the Most High to do anything, but for us to draw closer to Him and to remain prepared, having on His armor, doing as the Messiah did, staying connected to our Father, being one with our Father. Therefore, I encourage us to repent of any of our sins and to accept and return back to the covenant of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to accept the Messiah as the one who came to His own, and to return us back to our Father. My desire is to encourage you to read and pray the Most High's Word, and to use these prayers as a starting point to return to our Father, first for your own life, and then that for our nation. Father, I confess and repent of my sins and the sins of my ancestors. We broke covenant with you, which led us to the land of our captivity. Nevertheless, Father, you said that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And also, according to your word, Father, you said after our forefather Solomon dedicated the temple, you told him that if your people, which are called by your name, would humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, then you would hear from heaven, you would forgive our sins and heal our land. Father, we confess and we return and turn back to you because we realize and know that you and you alone are our only help. Father, we desire to walk in your laws and statutes according to your word. Take us by our arms and lead us, that we may know that you've healed us in every area of our life. May we not have a divided heart between you and our flesh and the things of this world, but that we will wholly and sincerely follow after you and restore us by your set-apart spirit, Father. Father, you have taken the yoke from our necks by your truth, so we can be free. And I thank you that you decided to stoop to feed us with your word and your spirit. Father, I do not want to be guilty of living life based on our own counsel and not your truth. Father, help us to bend our heart toward you and not toward backsliding. Father, let your nation, your people, your set-apart people have a heart of repentance. For we have forgotten you and broke your covenant, and it has been to our demise. Challenge your nation to turn and return to you. Let your people who are called by your name not be wicked in its proud countenance to forget to seek and return to the covenant you made with our father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Revive your people, gather your people again, that we may rejoice in you, Father. Speak peace to us and let us not turn back to folly. Most High, according to your word, I make supplication with prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks for our nation, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all goodness and reverence. For you said that it is good and acceptable in your sight. Father, our great and awesome Father, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who keep his commandments. Your people, whom you called by your name, have sinned and committed iniquity, and we have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgments. Neither have we heeded your servants, who spoke in your name to our kings and princes, to our fathers and all the people of the land. Oh, Most High, righteousness belongs to you, but to us, shame of face to this day. To the men and inhabitants of the nations we have been scattered to and dispersed among because of our unfaithfulness, which we have committed against you. Father, to us belongs shame of face. We have sinned against you. Father, to you belong mercy and forgiveness, though we rebelled against you. We have not obeyed the voice of the Most High to walk in your way. Yes, this whole nation, your people, your called out people, have transgressed your law and have departed as not to obey your voice. Therefore, the curse and oath written in your word in Deuteronomy 28 has been poured out on us because we have sinned against you. Father, you have confirmed your word, which was spoken against us and against our leaders, who led us by bringing upon us a great disaster. For under the whole heaven, such has never been done as what's been done to this nation. Most High, we turn to you. We turn from our iniquity. We turn to your truth. And we say that you are righteous in all your ways, and your ways are past finding out. The Most High is righteous in all his works, which he does. O Father, who brought us out of the land of bondage with a mighty hand and made yourself a name, as it is this day when you brought us out of Mishraim. Father, we are seeking and looking for you to gather us again from the four corners of the world. We are looking and seeking you to gather us again, to bring us out of this bondage. According, not because of anything that we've done or said that's so great, but only according to your righteousness. Father, we thank you that your anger and your fury has been turned away from your nation, from your people, and that our time of deliverance is come. I ask you, Father, to hear the prayers of your people and our supplication for your name's sake, and cause your face to shine on this nation, your people, your holy people, your set apart ones. Incline, Father, your ear to hear. Open your eyes and see. And the nation which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercy. Most High, hear, forgive, listen, and act. Do not delay for your own name's sake. Father, for this is your nation and your people, who are called by your name. Father, according to your word, I ask that you spare your people, Most High, and do not give your heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over us any longer. Wherefore they should say, where is their Most High? Father, be a saving refuge for your anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd us also while we are here in the land of our captivity, and bear us up forever. Shepherd us and gather us, Father, and lead us out of this place. I ask that you grant your people, according to your word, a space of repentance. Turn our hearts and our minds to you, Father. Open up the eyes of your people, of your called out ones. Open up the hearts and the minds and the eyes of your Bantu. Open our hearts and minds to you, Father, that when we hear the truth, we will submit to it. Many of our eyes are closed. Many of us are still asleep, Father. But even as you told Ezekiel to speak to the dry bones and speak life into them, that they may live and start coming together, Father, I speak life. I speak life. I speak that their eyes be opened, that they come out of sleep and slumber, and that their hearts and minds be turned toward you. Father, let those who are blind receive the word with all readiness, that they may believe, and let the light, the glorious truth of Sonini Nanini, who is our refuge, who is our strong tower, who is our king and our salvation, shine upon us. Father, according to your power, I ask that you destroy the works of the enemy, the lies and the deceptions we have been fed for 400 years. Destroy the works of the enemy out of our hearts and minds. Let your word have free course and be glorified unto those who are lost and blind, even as it is with you. Father, according to your word. I pray that the eyes of the blind be opened, to turn from darkness, turn from deception to light, from the power. And they turn from the hand of the enemy, and they turn to the power of the Most High. That we all may receive forgiveness of sin and an inheritance among those who are sanctified in you. O Most High, according to your word, you said that you will bring your descendants from the east and gather them from the west. And you will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep back, but bring my sons from afar, my daughters from the ends of the earth. We are looking for you, Father, to keep your word and to gather us from the east, gather us from the north, gather us from the south, and gather us from the west. Gather your people, gather the Bantu, Father, gather your people, Modimo, gather us, gather us. Gather us. Gather us. Cover us as you gather us in the whole armor of the Most High. Cover us in your word. Cover us and shield us. For you, even as you told Abraham that you was his shield and his exceeding great reward. You, Father, we are his seed. We are the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Father, keep your word. Keep your promise that you made to them. Keep it to us, Father, that you will be our shield and our exceeding great reward. You are our hiding place. You are our strong tower. Father, we run into you and we are safe. You are not a man to lie, nor the son of man to repent. You keep your word. You watch over your word to perform it. And I thank you, Most High. I thank you, Most High, that you hear your people, that you're hearing our prayers, you're hearing our songs, you're hearing our supplication, even our tears of prayers before you. Father, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you so many, Nanini, for hearing your people and coming on our behalf. I thank you will not leave our souls in hell. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, that you will arise, Most High, to your resting place, to your people. I thank you, Father, that we can rejoice in you. I thank you that you will not turn your face away from your anointed, but that you will remember mercy. No one is like the Holy One of the Bantu. No one is like the Mighty One of the Bantu. Thank you, Father. We give you praise and we give you glory. We honor you. We are humble before you. Thank you for blessing our eyes and ears to see and to hear. Thank you, Most High, for choosing us, for calling us your people. Thank you for keeping us by your power through faith for salvation. We praise you, Most High, for with you is the fountain of life, and in your light, ho, 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 yes, we see light. Thank you, Most High. We give you praise for calling us friend and making known to us all that you have told your people. We are grateful for you begetting us of your own will. With the word of truth, that we shall be the first fruit of your creation. My, my, my. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All kimbo and honor belong to Modimo, the mighty one of the Bantu. Hallelujah. We praise you for your wondrous works which you have done. And we declare, speak about your greatness and about your glory. We thank you, Most High, for giving of yourself to bring us back to yourself according to the will of the Most High. Blessed be the name of Sonini Nanini forever and ever, for wisdom and might are yours. Father, thank you. For it is you who gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. It is you who reveals deep and secret things. Thank you, Father. We give you praise for giving us wisdom and might. And it's not because we've done anything that's so great and wonderful in and of ourselves. It is all because you are great and wonderful. It is all because you, so Nini Nanini, are awesome and mighty in power. How great is the depth of your riches of wisdom and knowledge. They are unsearchable. And your judgments and your ways are past finding out. We will never be able to figure you out if we try that. We just couldn't, we could not be able to do it. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth. And you are the one who sits above the circle of the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Most High and Father of the Bantu, who according to your abundant mercy, has begotten us again to a living hope. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Most High, for being our refuge and our song. We are thankful that we have access to you, so meaning that we can come to you, Father, and you hear us. You are our salvation. We will trust and not be afraid. You are our strength and song. You have become our salvation. We will praise you and call upon your name. So Nini Nanini. Siniki. Mudimo. Our mighty one, our holy one, our Congo. We call on your name. We will declare your deeds among the people. We will make mention that your name is exalted. Hallelujah, you have done excellent things, and it is known in all the earth. We will cry out to you and shout, for you are great in our midst, Holy One of the Bantu, Holy One of the Isolele. Hallelujah, you are awesome and wonderful. Your throne, Most High, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, Most High, you have anointed yourself and you have anointed your people with the oil of gladness more than your companions. In the beginning, Father, you made the foundation of the earth and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain forever. They will grow old like a garment, like a cloak. You will fold them up and they will be changed. Nevertheless, you are the same and your years will not fail. You never change. You are always the same. Oh, Most High, we, your people, we are in agreement with you, with your word, that it is you who does great things. We trust in you, Most High. We turn to you, Most High, our strong tower, our salvation. It is you, Father. It is you we trust. It is you. You are our great shepherd. We shall not want. It is you who protects us from the enemy. It is you who keeps us safe from the enemy. It is you, Most High. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is you who provides our daily bread. It is you who provides us. It is you who keeps us. You are our source. You are our source. All that we have is only because of you, Most High. All that we are is only because of you. There is no good thing in our flesh, Father. You are good, and your mercy endures forever. Thank you for being on the bottom. Thank you, Holy One of the Isole. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Kimbo. 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 Natata Nanzambi. Yamazulu belong to you. Oh, yeah. Most High. Yes. Unto you, Father. And you alone. Blessings, honor, glory, and power be unto the ancient.